you doing today, sir?
I'm fucking you up.
Fuck you, Full Wars. Fuck your followers. You're a fucking fascist pig.
I don't like fascists. I don't like InfoWars. I don't like young Nazis.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, why? Why? What's wrong with me?
Assault is not boy talk, motherfucker.
I didn't. Who did I assault?
Not what the fuck matter.
You're fucking a white male. Fuck all you Zion bitch. Fuck all you racist bitch.
The good old white days are over with. The good old white days are over with. Ain't no more of them days, bro.
These people are literally all humping me right now. Are you a Christian pastor? This is mockery. What you're doing here is mockery, and you know it, and that's why you're kicking us off. That's why you called the cops on us. You don't have the power of God because you're not a godly man. I think you're a fraud.
Weren't you at the drag queen story?
My face, motherfucker.
Weren't you at the drag queen story hour? Was that you? Was that you?
Go. How you doing today, chicken? You're out here protesting Trump. Let's have a real conversation. Why don't you like Trump?
There's so many reasons. I don't want to go into it. Remember wars, because it's just not. I might tag.
What now?
I'm literally chasing a chicken. Got it live on video.
In fact, yeah, like young Nazis.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know
wow.
What? If someone were to
you're
come
you're behaving
up,
like a fascist.
No.
This guy's
no,
literally in my face right now.
Wait a minute. Who walked up to who?
You! I have it on tape. You literally just walked up to me. Oh, now you're trying to assault me?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to assault me?
I'm going to
what are you doing? Don't touch my equipment.
Touch your equipment.
You are a freak show. Oh, my God. Are you going to return that?
No.
Did you just lick my camera?
This dude just licked my camera. What? Dude, seriously, do you realize how deranged you are? Like, you belong in a mental institution.
Do you make fart noises with your mouth?
That's a yes. That's the first answer we've gotten out here.
You don't like walls?
I don't like you.
Your mom doesn't like you either, does she?
Say that to my mom. She's watching.
I'm sorry he's your son. You did a shitty job.
Our president can grab a woman by the pussy. I can grab you by the balls.
He just grabbed my dick. Is that sexual assault? Is that sexual assault?
Yes.
So you just sexually assaulted me?
I did assault you.
Should you be arrested?
Arrest me.
What's it like being a gay frog?
You should go ask the gay mafia in Hollywood.
Dude, I could push you over like a fucking toothpick. No, I don't want to assault you. That's why I want you to leave me alone. You're a fucking soy boy twig hanging out with your coward pussy friends. Why don't you take your mask off and meet me in a boxing ring? Your friends wouldn't recognize you afterwards. Oh my, what's your problem, man? Hi, have I seen you before somewhere? Mindless zombie. F*** off. I can drop every single one of you. Look at this guy. This guy's a joke. What don't you like about the travel ban?
You.
That makes a lot of sense. First you march and say Trump is Hitler, and then you march and say turn the guns into the government, which is exactly what Hitler did.
Explain to me how Trump is like Hitler.
For our border.
He this close to getting the dog shit kicked out of his ass.
Why are you getting so close?
I don't want that in my face.
Seriously, you didn't want to have to deal with me today. I'm a loudmouth. I know that.
What? How do you look at yourself in the mirror?
With my two eyes. So this is Owen Schroyer from InfoWars.com.
Limited edition.
edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available. In this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art, this is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Friday, August 9th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 88 days until the presidential election. Brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Now, yet again, I'm absolutely loaded. I got 35 video clips on my list. I got a pretty light news desk, but a lot of video clips I want to get to. Now, I'm sitting here watching the corrupt establishment and the fake news media run their exact same attack tactics, lies and propaganda against Donald Trump like they have been for 8 years. And it's having much less of an impact. At this point, it's probably even fair to say the overall impact has worked against them, not against Trump. And I'm watching non-political people, apolitical people, new people, former Democrats getting on the Trump train, if you will. I'm watching Trump continue to have the number one ratings when it comes to streamers when they do interviews, or TV when he does interviews. I see Donald Trump still having the biggest rallies. Going to have a rally today. We'll be monitoring that. If he goes on when we're live, we'll pick it up live. And so I'm watching all this happen. And I have no problem with criticism of Trump when it's fair. I have no problem with being honest about the situation that we're in as Americans politically. But to see now conservatives or right-wingers attacking Donald Trump with 88 days till the election really has me scratching my head. Do I have concerns that the RNC isn't doing enough right now to support Donald Trump? Yes. Yes. Do I have concerns that we're going up against another corrupt election and the Democrats are going to try to cheat and that's really the only way they can win? Yes. Yes, I'd say that's a concern. Am I buying into the hype that Kamala Harris is popular overnight? No. Absolutely not. Am I buying into the left-wing propaganda or now right-wing propaganda? The Trump campaign is dead. It's over. There's no movement here anymore. There's no energy here anymore. It's like I was talking about yesterday. We're so used to having all the energy, having all the populism, having the big rallies, that it's maxed out. And so because there's like no next level, it's just like, oh, well, it must be dead. And again, I'm all for criticism of Donald Trump. And in fact, you know, there's not too many people at this stage in the game that have a better rap sheet than me. I mean, there's others out there, for sure. Right here at InfoWars, Alex Jones, Rudy Giuliani, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, just to name a few. Steve Bannon's in prison right now. Peter Navarro went to prison. I've been arrested four times. Four times I've been arrested and gone to jail for Donald Trump, including a two-month sentence. So, you know, there's not too many other people that have that rap sheet. And now I'm sitting here with 88 days till the presidential election. And what's my biggest concern? Is it the RNC? Is it that there's not enough energy behind Trump? Is it that Trump said something I don't like? Is it that some podcast host won't give him a full endorsement? Is it some influencer over here says it's over? No, my biggest concern is that if we don't defeat the Democrats in November, we're done as a country. We're done. There is no after Donald Trump of conservative politics. And I'm going to sit here and watch people with 88 days left hurt Donald Trump, attack Donald Trump, so that Newsweek can publish a story today that says the right wing has turned on Donald Trump. Way to go. Do you feel good? You feel good about that? That's good. So let's go ahead and just go ahead and get Kamala Harris then. And you can feel good because you attacked Donald Trump and you were a political purist and you wanted to be on the edge and you wanted to demand more. And okay. Okay. Enjoy Kamala Harris. If you're going to do that, go ahead and enjoy Kamala Harris if you think that's the move. And you know, I had a lot of my friends even reaching out saying to me, and you know what? I said, put your money where your mouth is. I'll bet on Trump to win. Because I'm sick of people sitting here and complaining. Oh, yeah, the Trump campaign is dead. You know, less than a month ago, he got shot in the head and then had a rally after that. And they said, you can't have outdoor rallies. He said, F you, I'm having outdoor rallies. Oh, campaign's dead. Joe Rogan comes out and makes a positive statement about RFK. Oh, my gosh, it's Joe Rogan. Trump's done. Joe Rogan endorses RFK. Oh, really? Because what did Joe Rogan do next? He came out and said, no, I did not endorse RFK. And when I saw Trump take a bullet and say, fight, 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 it was the most American effing thing I ever saw. Oh, yeah, Trump campaign's dead. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump's about to do an interview with the richest man in the world, probably the number one guy on the internet right now, Elon Musk. That's coming Monday. Oh, yeah, Trump campaign's dead. So whatever, I'm not a purist. I don't care about people having differing opinions. I'm not even saying that, oh, everybody has to support Trump all the time. We have to be loyalists. I'm saying I don't run this country. And you're going to sit here and complain about all these things. The wide open borders, the great replacement, the population replacement, the high taxes, the communism, all this crap. And then you're going to come out with 88 days left and you're going to attack Donald Trump and give the left-wing media the propaganda victory they want. Not here. Not here. But you know what it really is? And this is the crazy part. As I bring it home to InfoWars, this is the crazy part. You see, InfoWars has been the tip of the spear for so long. And when Alex Jones started InfoWars 25 plus years ago and planted that seed in the ground, it grew into something the likes of which the political media has never seen. And now everybody wants to emulate. Believe me, folks, everybody wants a piece of InfoWars. But because of all the attacks we've been under and all of the censorship we've been under, there's this attitude of it's like just a relic now. It's just a relic in a case somewhere to kind of be looked at and pointed at and observed. But it's like, oh, it's not really in the game anymore. Well, yeah, once they do shut this place down, then people will realize, oh, wow. Holy crap. But now it's like this weird period. Because we don't get 100 million views a day on YouTube like we used to. Or because Alex Jones videos aren't the number one thing on Facebook or X now like they used to be. People are just like, oh, it's just kind of this old relic thing and, you know. And so what I realized is that this operation, not shut down yet, is like a sequoia tree in the forest of the new media. And everyone else is blowing around like leaves in the wind. A tiny breeze this way, and they're going that way. A tiny breeze that way, and they're going that way. A tiny breeze up, a tiny breeze down. They're like leaves in the wind. We are the sequoia tree. We have been rooted, and we have grown, and I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of everything that we've done here, myself, this crew, this audience. We actually want victory. I'm not here to make headlines. I'm not here to be edgy. I'm not here to challenge a political movement because I just want to see how big I am. No, I realize I got 88 days to make sure the Democrats don't stay in the White House. And any problems I got after that, we can hash them all out. We can hash all the problems we got with conservative politics, with Donald Trump, with who he hires, with the decisions he makes, and everything else. But I'm not going to sit here with 88 days left to the election and not pretend like the number one thing is to make sure that a communist, radical left prosecutor, Kamala Harris, with a stolen valor slob in Tim Walz, gets into the White House. You think it was bad with Joe Biden hiring a leather daddy kinks to run the military, leather daddy puppy kinks that dress up in leather puppy uniforms to run the military? You think it was bad with Sam Brenton, a bald-headed transvestite that runs around stealing people's luggage so he can other people's clothes on in a sexual fetish? You think it's bad when they invite people to the White House for the gay pride march that strip down naked and flash the cameras when they're there? You think that's bad? You ain't seen nothing yet. That'll be like child's play compared to what Kamala Harris brings to this country. She will sign bills and she won't give a damn. She will pick up that pen and sign executive orders doing whatever the hell she wants. But you know what's going to be funny? Just like it was less than a month ago when Trump got shot in the head. The same people that were saying Trump was dead, and the same people that saying conservative politics are dead, and the same people saying they're done with Donald Trump and they won't vote for Donald Trump. And then he took a bullet, stood up and said, fight, fight, fight. And all of a sudden they were all big Trump supporters again. And it'll be the same thing if he wins in November. But I don't even care about that. I don't even care about that. I care about what's best for this country. And I have to look at the options I have and make a pragmatic decision politically. And it's so clearly Donald Trump that there isn't even a debate. So the time for attacking Donald Trump is not now. Again, do I have problems with the RNC? Yeah, I'll address some of them today. Do I think that we need to be doing more? Do I think that we need to play like we're 20 points behind? Do we need to make sure that we're beating a rigged system? Yeah, I'm a realist about all that stuff. But attacking Donald Trump, giving the left-wing propaganda media exactly what it wants, doing their bidding? That's a real strange move with 88 days left to save the country. But maybe that's not what some people want. You can have no doubt that's what we want. No doubt. And we're not going to be blowing around like leaves in the wind here in the new media, because we're the sequoia tree that they're trying to chop down so that the rest of it is just leaves blowing in the wind. All right. I've said my piece on that. Had to get that rant out as I'm watching all this develop today. You don't really see Republicans becoming Democrats. You don't really see all these people like, oh, I was fooled by the Republican agenda. I'm a Democrat now. Stuff doesn't exist. I got examples for days. You don't see white people coming out. Oh, man, the Republicans really fooled me as a white guy. I must be a Democrat now. I'm a liberal progressive now. The Republicans have been using me because I'm white. No, doesn't exist. Do I see that with black Americans towards the Democrats? Yes. Do I see that with former liberals to the Democrats? Yes. Do I see that with social media influencers that aren't even political? Yes. Everywhere. Oh, but the Trump movement's dead. And a snowball doesn't gain momentum and get bigger as it goes down a mountain. So that's not to say this is an inevitable victory. But let's not fall for the left-wing propaganda here, folks. Oh, like this is the great one. Donald Trump is afraid of debate. Donald Trump is running from debate. He said anytime, any place with Joe Biden, and he knocked his ass out of the race. Oh, Trump's afraid of debate. Trump's dodging Kamala Harris now. Actually, Trump agreed to 3 debates. Kamala agreed to 1, where they're going to have Democrat Party activists hosting it on ABC. Do you remember the Association of Black Journalists? Do you remember that gal from ABC that brought the knives out and started stabbing Donald Trump right out of the gates? Yeah, she worked for ABC. So, yeah, oh, Kamala, she'll go on ABC where the Democrats can rig the debate. But she's not going to agree to all 3 debates like Trump has. But, oh, Trump's running from the debate. Nice one. They asked Trump yesterday, are you afraid because Kamala Harris is having these big rallies? Is that a joke? Is that a joke? Kamala Harris has had 3 significant rallies of size. 1, because Meg Thee Stallion showed up and twerked. 2, when they announced Tim Walz and they went to Democrat Philadelphia. And it's like a shiny new toy. So they bring out the shiny new toy and they hype it up. It's like a honeymoon. And then they bring out Bon Iver for a show, and then Kamala has an event afterwards. She's not having big rallies. Kamala Harris just can't have a rally and have 10,000, 20,000 people show up. It doesn't happen. Oh, Trump's scared. Harris is having big rallies. Oh, yeah, okay. They'll get Taylor Swift to do a concert, and then they'll say, look at how big the Harris rally is. Do you think anybody is going to be performing before Trump goes on stage in Montana today? You think there's going to be some big musician doing a big performance? No, it's just going to be Donald Trump and 20,000 of his loyal followers. Trump is scared of Harris's rally size. And then the Harris campaign puts out an AI-altered video. You can probably just go ahead and roll. It's either 16 or 17. I don't need the one with the commentary over it. So it's probably 17. And they do an right there. How fake is that? And then yeah. Just if you slow roll, if you can play it fast or slow. I mean, it's just, folks, this thing is so fake. It looks like a video game. It's like if you ever played like a Madden video game or something, and they have the digital crowd there standing up and waving and cheering if you score a touchdown in Madden or something. I mean, it's just so fake. It's ridiculous. Oh, it's a look at this crowd for Kamala. It's a video game crowd. It's fake. Now, what's scary is the political IQ of a Democrat voter. Because Kamala and Tim Walz have both said things that should completely disqualify them from ever winning elected office. But see, that's why she doesn't do interviews. That's why she doesn't run on policy. That's why it's all hype. That's why she won't do a debate. That's why they market her as the black woman. Because it's all fake. And when you start talking like a communist, and when you start talking about taking firearms, like Kamala has done on her campaign, that should be an unelectable offense. So we'll show you some of that. And then we'll show you how dead the Trump campaign is, too. That's what we'll do. It's dead. It's dying, guys. You know, doesn't matter that you can just go pretty much anywhere now and ask anybody how they feel, and they either like Trump a lot or they just don't like Harris. But it's dead. It's over. Okay. Well, next time Trump gets shot in the head, or when Trump wins, you know, don't. Well, we'll remember. So we're going to go to some of these Kamala clips, and then a big story out of Planned Parenthood. You know, there's a lot of dirt that's just waiting to be shown on Kamala Harris, too, that we will get to. So we got all that coming up. And since it is Friday, maybe we'll try to squeeze in some calls, too. Oh, and did you hear the story about these Smartmatic election machines executives? Did you hear about them? Oh, yeah. We got a story on that for you today, too.
I'm in a paradox, or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. And if they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. It's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us to keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamin Fusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
So, Kara Castronova goes out to the streets of New York asking people, do they buy into the Kamala Harris hype? Do they buy into the identity politics where they stand? Let's see how it goes.
Are Black and Hispanic voters persuaded by identity politics or actual policies? We hit the streets of the Bronx to find out.
She's using her color. I thought that Martin Luther King said the color wasn't the issue. I thought it was the content of our character that we were supposed to be recognized for. But if she's going to keep running on that color, she's going to have a misconception about how Black people really roll.
If you bring somebody into office that looks like you, but then continues to detriment your community, what was that for? But if you choose somebody who can raise your community, then you chose the right one.
Yes.
Wait, so, who do you choose?
Personally, I choose Trump.
I'm looking for who I think is more qualified to run the country. That's all I'm looking at.
Black Latinos are starting to be a little bit more critical. They're fed up of their hard-earned money going to illegal, undocumented people.
Kamala Harris did not do a good job on the border because, from what I know, a lot of people were coming from the other side and doing a lot of bad things to what we call home.
I think she's not a good candidate for president because she's with Joe Biden for the past 2 years
wreck up of New York, you know?
Colors don't matter, man.
Right, they don't.
Ask God, man.
That's true. So what do you think about a candidate that uses their race as a selling point? Do you think
that's some weird
That's weird.
You lost. You lost already, 2024. If you racist today, you lost. Nobody going against Trump.
It's not about race. It's about what they provide for the society. It's what they could do for the community.
With her putting a lot of black Americans in jail for the marijuana, they're not really going for her.
We also got people's thoughts on Trump's recent comments on Harris's ethnicity.
She was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black.
Yeah, she was Hindu in a suit of purpose, you know, and now that she's running, the black vote suits her purpose. So, like Trump said, you know, now she's black.
Donald Trump is absolutely right. Her mother is Indian, her father is Irish Hindu, and she's always presented herself as Indian.
What do you think about Trump saying Kamala Harris is black? I thought she was Indian. She was saying she was Indian.
That's my response. Trump is an open book, yo. Facts.
That's just Trump being Trump. I don't believe he's racist. I don't even think he has a racist bone in his body.
And Trump said that Kamala Harris always portrayed herself to be Indian, and now all of a sudden she's saying she's black.
Right? Nah, she's really Indian. She just want our support. She's trying to snatch our support away from Trump. But that's not how that's going down.
Reporting for Newsmax in the Bronx, New York, I'm Kara Castronova.
Now look, part of the reason InfoWars exists, part of the reason I joined the team, is to counter the fake news media propaganda. Not to fall for it, not to sell it to you, to counter it. I can play these videos every single day, and I do. Because no, the Trump campaign is not dead. The Trump movement is not dead. It's bigger than ever. Trump is not losing in the polls. Now, I'm not going to lie to you and say this election is a wrap. No, not even close. We got things we got to deal with. Certainly. Absolutely we do. But this idea that we're losing hearts and minds and we're not getting bigger is just ludicrous. Let's go to more evidence. I'll do this every day for you to counter the fake news media. Listen to this young lady in clip 14.
My name is Jade. I am a former Democrat. Unlike Kamala Harris, I'm an actual real-life black woman. And I'm a former Democrat who is currently registered Republican. I stand here before you today because I'm tired. I'm tired of the Democrats using the generational trauma of my people to garner votes. They invoke fear. They tell me I'm oppressed. They tell me I'm less than. They tell me I'm not good enough. And they tell me that my white brothers and sisters in Christ are my enemy. No. They are not. As a follower of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5:11 tells me I must expose the works of the enemy. Amen. And the enemy is telling me that don't worry that I can't pay my bills, that I'm working 6 days a week this week and I'm tired. And I went to school and I have a career. I'm doing worse under this administration than in Donald Trump's administration, but I'm told to be afraid of a man who made my life better? How does that work? Make it make sense. During COVID, I knew more of my white guy friends that lost their jobs than me and my black girlfriends. We are the same in this country. All these Americans want the same thing. We want safety. We want prosperity. We want peace. And the Democrats keep going back and look, check it out, right? I honor my ancestors and the people who fought for us to be in this room here today. No one is discounting what my people went through. But honor them by getting past it and invoking forgiveness in this culture. I'm so tired of being told I need to be afraid. I'm so tired that I need to be told all the time that I have to vote for the Democrats who have done nothing positive for my life at all. My life is totally worse than it was during the Trump administration. Yet I kept having, you must vote for the Democrats. We're told this as black people since we were a child. Let's honor our ancestors by doing better and honor them, because they're rolling over in their graves hearing the fact that Kamala Harris is having Megan Thee Stallion twerk and showing our bodies as these, like, just vessels of lust. That's not cool. These women out here are being told that Donald Trump is like their enemy, when really, Kamala Harris opening up the border, Look what happened to Lakin Riley. She's a woman. She was a woman just like I am. No woman, black or white, wants that to happen to her. Yeah. All of these people whose kids are dying, the black moms, the white moms, they all cry the same color tears.
Yes, yeah.
So let's move past this. Let's vote for Donald Trump so we can all be prosperous again. Let's get out of this fear, this rage, and this anger, because it comes from the devil. So hear me, black folks. Hear me, white folks. We are so much more alike than we are different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We need to forgive each other. We need to help each other. And I don't owe the Democrats anything. They owe me. They're to serve us. They're public servants. Stop putting them on a pedestal. Make them work for us.
Yeah. I would not expect this trend to end. This trend is only going to increase, actually, is what's going to happen. Here's a popular American Indian streamer making a pretty funny joke, something he noticed about Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris!
After much self-reflection, I have come to the realization that there is one thing very Indian about you, and that is that you became the Democratic nominee without a single vote. Bitch, you pulled the biggest scam of all time. No Indian I know, from the call centers to email phishing, no Indian I know has scammed 250 million people. Not bad, Kamala. That's pretty good numbers. If you manage to actually win the election, you will have pulled off the biggest Indian scam of all time. From here on out, your new name is not Kamalto, actually. It is now Scamala. Scamala Harris. Don't act like us. Don't act like us. Don't
Scamala
act like us.
Harris. That one sticks. I like that. Here's another popular streamer. Again, this guy's not even political. People just get it, folks. We are cooked if Kamala Harris wins. He's not exactly known for, let's say, broadcasting proficiency, but he's a popular streamer. He says this to his audience, clip 22.
I think we legal almost everywhere, but if Kamala Harris win, oh, y'all niggas is cooked. I'm letting y'all know now. Y'all niggas is done. It's over. I hope y'all ready for all that shit. Because I don't think they're going to let Trump win. I'm going to give it a buzz. I don't know how this shit got political. I don't know what am I dead. I don't think they're going to let this nigga win. Bro.
Everybody knows it, folks. If Harris gets into the White House, as he said, we're cooked. So.
Tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we were even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkovich has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So bad, man. For this country, for our future. And to see people trying to get in its way or off track it. Just don't get it, man. Just don't get it. Let's get on board and let's win. We'll deal with the rest later. All right, Joe Biden made an appearance today. The Texas Rangers went to have their World Series championship ceremony at the White House. So Joe Biden made an appearance, and it's exactly how you thought it would go. Dazed, confused, disoriented, wandering around, shaking hands with a ghost. So let's go ahead and check on Biden.
Thank you. All right, what am I doing now?
It's funny. I guess it is funny at this point. Shrugs his shoulders, doesn't know where to go, tries to shake hands with a ghost.
Distinguished guests, please remain in your seats as the president departs. Thank you.
Know what he's doing. Does the Biden shuffle. Oh, sees a little boy. Oh, hi, little boy. And then goes and grabs the little boy. He got a lot of energy, dude. As soon as he saw that little boy, got a shot. An espresso. Now he's, oh boy, uh-oh. So,
Finally, though, an appearance for the president. Finally, Joe Biden makes a public appearance. You know, he's just the president of the United States. And then he salutes the baseball team. Doesn't salute the Marines there, standing guard, salutes the baseball team. Strange stuff. Strange stuff. Oh, is there another kid there that he's... that was going on there? And he's gone. So, again, we're in the throes of this election cycle. But how is it not a bigger story? Joe Biden, the MIA president. This guy's missing in action. We just had soldiers get wounded in an attack on a base, and Biden hasn't even made a statement. Not even made a statement. In fact, guys, I'm trying to think here. That's the only public appearance from Joe Biden this week. He did the interview with CBS. I don't know when they canned that. I'm thinking they canned that last Sunday. They're going to air it, I think, this Sunday. What did Joe Biden do this week? He's done. He's done. Just last month. In fact, guys, let's actually be accurate about this. As you can see, the Biden's President Biden's schedule with nothing on it. Oh, he's going to the beach this weekend. Oh, he greeted staff. Literally, it says, Biden greets staff. He's going to the beach this weekend. And he made a phone call. Guys, let's actually get this. Let's really be. I want the exact date. When did Biden resign? I mean, it was a Sunday. And I believe it was after the Trump assassination attempt. So what was that, like Sunday? Was it July 14th? July 21st. Think about this. Sunday, July 21st, Joe Biden drops out of the race. Kamala Harris has been the nominee for 2 weeks. 2 weeks she's been the nominee. Actually, maybe less than that, officially. So with less than 100 days, they gave it to Kamala. But a month ago, the media was telling you, Joe Biden, sharp as attack. Remember that compilation? They were all reading off the script. Sharp as attack, 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 sharp as attack. And now here we are, less than a month later, since the sharpest attack, and Biden is a complete disappearing act. And the media says nothing. He makes one public appearance this week to show face at the World Series celebration. This, the tradition, the champions come to the White House. And he's, oh, what do I do now? Where am I? Oh, I'll shake hands with a ghost. There's nobody there. I'll turn around and salute the baseball team, not the military. Oh, look, a little boy I'll go sniff. And then off to the beach. So the same media that told you he's the most fit president of all time, he's the smartest, he's sharp as a tack, he's with it, he's witty, he can play golf, he can fly. He can climb a mountain. That was less than a month ago. And now Joe Biden, gone, out to lunch, doesn't even do his job. He's not, who is even the president? Do we even have a president? Which it'd be one thing if the country was thriving and we were actually living in a constitutional republic, then good, I don't need a president. Go ahead, go on vacation all day long. I don't need a president. Country's free, free market capitalism booming, regulations out of our face, taxes out of our face. If we have a functioning constitutional republic, then good. Go on vacation all day if you're the president. Do less. But that's not where we're at, is it? And the media says nothing. They say nothing. And Kamala Harris was complicit in the entire thing. And now she's out campaigning. So who's running the White House? Who's in charge of the executive branch? What the hell is going on? I'm not sure there's enough brain force on the planet to help Joe Biden. And that's some good stuff. That's some powerful stuff, let me tell you. I'm a big fan of it myself, but I'm not sure there's enough on the face of the earth to help Joe Biden. But it can certainly help you. And that's why we have it at Brain. That's why we have it at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra, both 40% off. BrainForce Ultra, the liquid tincture version under the tongue, or just drink it out of the bottle if you really want to get serious. Or the capsuled version, BrainForce Plus. I like it before a 3-hour transmission. But if you're not a broadcaster, you might like it for a different reason. Let's say you got a big presentation at work you want to nail. Let's say you got to study for an exam that you need to get an A on. Let's say you just want to increase your focus and mental energy. BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra, InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. It's the real deal. I can tell you from experience. You can read the reviews there on the website, InfoWarsStore.com, for yourself. Give it a go today. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Just one of the great products we have there. And when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air. Speaking of the lying left, speaking of the lying liberals, it just, again, they quote John Kelly multiple times, and it's too bad that he had to do this to himself. But he writes fake stories about Donald Trump, and then the left repeats them, like Stephen King. He says, Trump didn't want to be photographed with amputee veterans. He said it doesn't look good for me. Really, because here's Trump being photographed in the Oval Office with at least a double or maybe triple amputee here. So just screw off, you frickin' liars. Just screw right off. Trump hates veterans. Trump frickin' adores the military. Who went and served Thanksgiving dinner overseas as a surprise? Trump doesn't like being pictured with veterans. He doesn't like being pictured with amputees. He just hates these people. Really. F off. They have no shame. No shame in the lies they tell. Now, let's talk about weird. Again, it's all projection. I would say Tim Walz is probably so freaking weird that that's why they go after Vance for weird, because Walz is probably so weird behind the scenes, we don't even want to know.
I'm in a paradox, or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. And if they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. It's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us, keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamin Refusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.